Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'm going to let you have this one, America. They outplayed Canada. Jack Eichel expected back on the ice today, along with Linus Allmark. Rob Ray joining the Instigators for the full 2 hours. Brian Duff will join us at 10:30 for an Eichel update, practice update from the rink. Again, that's at 10:30, but I mentioned again here on the Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550, that Greg and I were talking, Razor, we were talking before, and Riv mentioned that all these people were messaging him about the U.S. winning and all of this stuff. And it's great. I'm happy. I'm happy for the U.S. I really am. But the same thing happened to me. I've lived in the U.S. for 20 years. And I have a lot of friends that are American. My son is American. And all these messages just kept coming in about gold, 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 gold. And I, some of the people that were messaging, they don't all know each other. So I clicked them all and I put them on a group chat and I said, I don't know why you're sending me this. I don't care that the U.S. won. I'm happy for them. I'm not angry. I'm not bitter. I'm not this overly proud Canadian who can't say that we got our lunch served to us in the finals. Simple as that. Good morning. Congratulations to the USA, Ryan Johnson, Buffalo Sabres prospect. Gold medal winner. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, good morning. I love your take. I love your take this morning. I love how you're playing your cards, Petey. The reality is that's a crock of baloney.
Playing my cards.
You know as well as I do that if Canada wins, we are sending multiple texts out there that Canada rule the hockey world. Well, guess what? Listen, I get it. I've got all these American buddies here in town. Everybody's rubbing it in my face. And listen, it's tough to swallow. It's tough to swallow. The Canadians dropped the ball yesterday in that game against the U.S. The U.S. grossly, and I mean grossly, outperformed a strong Canadian team. But it's about coming to play for the big boy games. And the U.S. played big boy hockey, and they were fantastic. So right now, I've got to eat crow for the next couple days, because you know what? The U.S., they grossly outperformed the Canadians. They deserve to be champions. They should be proud. that they won. But I've got to deal with all these yo-yos, all my buddies sitting there sending me texts this morning. And you know what? It is what it is. You got to deal with it, because if Canada would have won, then I would have been so busy this morning sending out texts.
Would you have?
Oh, 100%.
I can't. That's interesting. I didn't know that about you. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What do you think about what Riv is saying? Sending out mail. So,
yeah, we would have been rubbing it in. And
would we?
Kind of, yes, we would have. Yes, we would have. I had bets with every person out there yesterday. You know, I
had some action.
Practice and every coach, and it's like $5, $5, $5. You know, and yeah. Yeah, and we would have nonstop when I was collecting that. Now I'm going to walk in there the next practice and put my head down and be like, here you go, shut up, leave me alone. But, Rivs, I got a problem with it. Those kids didn't come to play. But you know who I'm pointing a finger at? The coach. Those guys weren't ready at the beginning, and U.S. come at them hard, just the way they said they were going to. And at no point did he even just take his team aside, call his timeout maybe, and just say, hey, let's get going here. And by the time they did get going, it was too late. I'm blaming the coach that he didn't realize that and take his time and try to get those kids on the same page early.
I was just going to say, so I was gambling with a bunch of my buddies, you know, hey, let's bet a bottle of liquor. And, you know, I've got multiple buddies that were like, hey, what's the spread on the game? 1.5. Well, Canada's so dominant, this and that. Let's do a 2-goal differential. I'm like, no, that's not the way we're doing things. It's straight up.
Yeah, this isn't sports book, bud.
Yeah, we're not doing sports book. Like, let's do straight up. You either do it or you don't do it. And the reason why I would never come off the betting line was the emotional part of two great hockey nations playing against each other. Every one of these U.S.-born kids on this junior team, they know every single kid that's playing on the Canadian teams. Okay. They all have grown up together. They've played spring hockey together on elite teams together. They've seen each other in tournaments and over the years. There is it becomes, when you have Canada US play, it's not just a game. It's not just a championship. It's bragging rights. That's why, like, I was disappointed. I agree with Rob. I'm just so disappointed because I think Canada played by far their worst game of the tournament in the finals. And I looked at the U.S. They played by far their best game in the most important game. And that's the thing that irritates me a little bit is I just sat there and I watched quietly with my American buddies watching the game together. And I literally couldn't say, I was dumbfounded with how bad and how, you know, motionless Canada was and how dominant the U.S. was.
Yep.
Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Linus Allmark is back on the ice. We will let you know, JJ, you'll let us know when Jack Eichel steps foot on the ice. That's the big news today. Jack is expected to step back on the ice. I said yesterday, all eyes of the hockey world will be on Buffalo, but Gregor said maybe not, but my eyes are on it, of course, because number one, we live here. Number two, it's Jack Eichel. But I mentioned Linus Allmark, goalie, but let's talk Spencer Knight for 1 second. Just not even Spencer Knight. I want people to hear about the scenario, his scenario specifically as a goalie and a prospect with a team who doesn't seem to be too bare in the cupboards with goaltending.
Well, you know, the situation with the U.S. goaltender, who the people that don't know, Spencer Knight is, you know, arguably the best young goaltender that's probably not playing in the NHL right now. He was drafted Now, here's what I'm trying to – this is the discussion that we had before the show here today, because the, Levi, the Canadian goaltender, had a fantastic tournament. He was lights out. Spencer Knight is the most well-known young goaltender out there right now. He was drafted 13th overall to the Florida Panthers 2 years ago, okay? And what's interesting about this 13th overall pick is that the Florida Panthers chose to sign Sergei Bobrovsky, okay, to a $10 million a year deal for 7 years after picking their supposedly franchise goaltender in Spencer Knight, 13th overall. And what I was, and that to me is a little bit interesting. But what's even more interesting is I didn't realize that Levi, the Canadian goaltender.
This was the biggest thing for me, too. Sorry, go
he's
ahead.
He's also owned by the Panthers, too.
Yeah. You told me that this morning. I was like, don't say he's with the Panthers. And you
like,
said he's
tell
with the
me,
Panthers.
You know how important goaltending is. You know how important elite goaltenders are at a young age. They're a premium, okay? Now you have two goaltenders that are elite kids. Think of the possibility of what you can get for one of these young goaltenders in today's game. It's pretty amazing.
You know, so he was fantastic. That's why I wanted to bring him up. But Victor Olofsson on the ice, Linus Allmark on the ice, Jack Eichel expected to skate in a little bit. And Brian Duff going to join us with a practice update and an Eichel update. So stick around for that. But the U.S. won the gold medal last night. And there's another point I want to make about this. And that point is I was sitting there thinking about with all this young talent here, because they deserve to win that game. Canada was the favorite. Their coach said it. They handled this perfectly. And Razor, you know, I was going to say we've all played in big games. You guys much bigger than I have, but we've all played in big games. And if you're the underdog in the big game, you play, you have that little bit more, I don't want to say you're relaxed, but you're playing a lot more hungry. And the other team might have the pressure on them. Canada had all the pressure and the U.S. took it to them. But my point is, with all this young talent, and what the U.S. already has in the league, the next Olympics and the Olympics to come are going to be very interesting with your Austin Matthews, your Jack Eichel, some of these young kids, maybe Patty Kane's still around, who knows. But, you know, like the U.S. obviously has gotten stronger over the years, but are they at their strongest point right now in terms of talent?
You know, I think too, what you're noticing, Petey, if you watch this whole tournament for the last few years, there's that separation is starting to happen. Say with Canada and U.S., they're separating themselves from everybody now. Mm-hmm. You know, I know we give Finland, Sweden, that a lot of pat in the backs and all that kind of thing because they win the odd time. But I think there's such a separation between North America game than everybody else out there right now that it's amazing the difference in the two. You know, you're watching the Czechs. They used to be, you know, the Russians. The Russians are nothing anymore. Czechs, Swedes, they play the same game. You know, they work hard.
Why is that, though, Razor?
Why is it that
Russia that dominated, you know, the hockey world for so many years, and that has a massive population of people? Why is it that they're not producing the same amount of stars as what they did in, you know,
maybe they're 10, just not 50. Putting the same amount back into it, Riz, that, you know, U.S. and Canada are. You know, U.S. is, they've come leaps and bounds in the last, you know, 15 years of what they put back into their programs and the opportunities they have and the people they're getting involved in coaching and teaching the coaches to coach and all this kind of thing. So I think the kids here are getting a lot better instructions from day one all the way up through. And now there's more opportunity for them, too, to play at a higher level.
Well, their coach isn't saying none of them could make the team we just lost to. Get it? That was Fetisov the other day. Anyway.
good one, Petey.
Good one.
That went over our head. Yep.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, Riff, so it doesn't surprise me that you forgot it already. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Marty tweeted, Jack Eichel's on the ice, and as we talk about U.S. talent and the growth of the game and the stars, he's obviously the Sabres' biggest star. And when you heard he wasn't on the ice, when I heard he wasn't on the ice, head scratcher, was a little concerned. And then when they reported he was going to be on the ice Wednesday, you never know if teams, we have all played in sports teams too. We know how you try to buy yourself a little bit of time. And, you're like, well, it'll be on Wednesday, Tuesday's off. So maybe that's a hope and pray day, but he gets on Wednesday. So here we are. Marty said it, ready, set, go in his tweet. And this is huge for the team. It's huge for the morale of the fan base because we could all hear people saying, what's wrong with Jack? What's wrong with Jack? What's wrong with Jack? I mean, that's like Josh Allen not starting training camp.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why is he lifting weights or working out?
What do you mean?
Why is he doing that and getting himself hurt?
I don't even know what happened, to be honest. Is that what happened?
I don't know. The shoulder working out training. So,
well, what do you mean? You don't think he should be training?
His shoulders doesn't look like he's lifted a weight. Why start now? It's your bottom half that's important for him. His wrists and his thighs and his butt and his—that's what he needs. Leave the
and you know what? Listen, he is powerful. There's no question about that. We've seen videos on Jack lifting in the gym. He is a beast. He is. He's long. He's I wouldn't say lean because he's really put on some mass himself. He's a very, very powerful man. He has got a perfect hockey body.
Do you remember the picture of him holding up a fish when he was like 19 or 20? He had jean shorts on and a tank top.
Yes, absolutely. He's got big legs on.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, that's a superstar body.
Yeah.
It is. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, like, you look at guys that post these pictures of themselves. What's the first thing you look at? Austin Matthews. He's into the neon short shorts, these guys. But what's the first thing you focus on?
Legs.
100%.
Legs. And the funny thing is, if you remember this, Rob, what did we work on? What did we work on back in the 90s and early 2000s? What did you work on, Rob? Shoulders and chest, man. We went to our training camp consisted of a VO2 max, probably on a bike or a treadmill, and then boom shakalaka, you're right to the bench. How many benches can you do with 200 pounds? And then it was like, oh my God, everybody's like clapping when some guy gets 20, 25. I mean, it was incredible. The difference in the way that we trained back then. I mean, we were all about when I first came in and started training as a young guy in the early 90s, it was all about upper body. And then all of a sudden what happened was, and then maybe you can agree with this, Rob, or not, but we all these Canadian guys that were extremely powerful physically in the bench press and shoulder press and all this kind of stuff, we started to watch all these European hockey players start to come into the league, okay? In 1992, when I was drafted, it was called the European invasion. There was more European draft picks in my draft in 1992 than any draft in history. And as you started to see all these top European players come into the game in the late 90s and early 2000s, we all realized one thing, that the North American players were the exact opposite of the European players coming in. And what I mean by that is, The North American players were all huge up top, big arms, big shoulders, big chest with no legs. And the European players coming in had all these great big huge butts, huge legs with no upper body whatsoever. And guess what? when we got on the ice with these European hockey players, you literally could not move these European players. They were so strong, so powerful on the ice that we all, as North American players, started to look at these guys and realize, I can't believe how strong this guy is. We need to change the way that we work out. Would you agree with that, Rob?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? Alex Zhitnik was one of the first guys you looked that I looked at, and he had massive legs. And it's like, Z, you got no upper body. You got massive legs. And he goes, yeah, they used to come in every month and give you a shot of vitamin in your thigh. And I was like, okay. Yeah, no, it's good. It really worked for you. Those vitamins really kicked in. But yeah, you know what? When you talk about the training that we used to do compared to after I retired, I talked to a strength and conditioning coach that we had. And he looked at me and goes, remember all that stuff we used to make you do? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, it was all wrong. We shouldn't have even been doing that. And it was like, at that point, they realized that, you know, what was, you know, they thought was creating that power and the quickness and speed. It wasn't. It was hurting you more than it was, you know, because I can remember, you know, at the end, it was all core work and you started using the balls and resistance, you know, straps bands, and all this kind of thing. There was zero weight. It was zero weights. It was everything to do with your core.
It was all about plyometrics. It was about quick feet. It was about not trying to squat 450 pounds. It was trying to squat 180 pounds, but doing it in a way that it's more explosive, higher repetition. I mean, we just trained. We trained like bodybuilders back in.
Yeah, nobody, but we had no direction of how to do it. You know, you just thought, okay, that's what it is. There was no direction. There was no so-called science that they're talking about now and all this kind of thing. I mean, you got nothing. You didn't even get a workout program. You went home. Okay, get in shape. Well, how do I do that? You know, it's so you don't. These guys are so our kids at our age, Rivs, your kid, my kid, they've done more training already in their lives than I think I did in my career. Because you never did it until you really hit the pros. You know, we couldn't skate all summer. I'd skate a month before camp started. Then you come back to camp and you're ready to go.
Instigators. You know,
with the exception of baling hay and shoveling crap, you know, and that kind of thing back home. That was the workout you got in a lot of cases.
Instigators, yep. WGR Sports Radio 550. How did we get to this? Well, we were talking about the USA winning gold. We were talking about the talent, the USA. Jack Eichel stepped on the ice. He's American.
For now.
I did mention that if I were on the team, my morale today about the season would be a lot higher than it was 2 days ago. Even if you knew that something wasn't severe, is that safe to say that the morale around the team is different just by this one player coming back?
Who, Dylan Cousins?
Well, no, but we'll talk about that too.
Well, no. If you ask Marty, yeah, that's it. I mean, the storylines here today, number one, Jack Eichel, Victor Olofsson. Come on.
Yeah.
You didn't even give him any kudos at all. You didn't even
mention that he was back. I haven't. But Victor Olofsson is Victor Olofsson because of Jack Eichel. So if Olofsson's on the ice, we're not going to do this, are we?
We're not going to do it. We need to stick together, me and you today, Petey. We're going to have a lot of bullets thrown at us. But listen, Jack Eichel, having him on the ice, I'm looking on Twitter right now. We've got some updates that are coming through, some video of him. And I'm going to tell you right now, everybody feels the same way. It's a sigh of relief.
There you go.
It is put a massive, and I mean massive, smile on my face knowing that Jack Eichel is back on the ice. And you know what? We've got time before we start our season. There's lots of time, but I love to see Linus Allmark back. I love to see Victor Olofsson back. I love, and I mean, it has made my day that Jack Eichel is back. But that being said, if you ask Marty Baron, we've got one of our big boys, one of the top players on our team. He's on his way yeah. over.
No, he's here. Private jet landed at 6:47 a.m.
You know who's got the biggest smile on their face today?
Jack Quinn?
Taylor Hall.
Oh, Taylor Hall. Oh, yeah, there you go.
That scrimmage the other day when Taylor was out there by himself. I don't know. I Kate Thompson had a nice day, but it's
Hey, Robert. Yeah. Taylor Hall played really well with that Tage Thompson guy. Who's that guy?
I realize that. No, he did.
Oh.
But the second you put Jack out there and whomever will be on that other side, that's when Taylor Hall can be Taylor Hall. Because too much the other day, he was just kind of like, okay. Just waiting for this time that he's going to get back reunited with him. So,
yep.
All right.
No, Tage had a heck of a day.
But you know what? It's something to note what we were talking about, Dylan Cousins, Jack Hughes.
Quinn.
Jack Quinn.
A lot of Jacks out there these days.
Yeah, a lot of Jacks, yeah. Jack Quinn and Dylan Cousins, they flew on a private jet to Buffalo last night. And now because they did that, they don't have to quarantine because they were already in quarantine over there. So this is a huge, huge bonus for the Sabres because now you have Jack Eichel or Dylan Cousins, Jack Quinn can get acclimated with the guys right into camp. So we'll see what they plan to do with Dylan Cousins.
All right, Jack Eichel's on the ice. Victor Olofsson's on the ice.
He was saving it in the game last night for training camp today.
Thank you, Craig.
For
the Olofsson plug.
He owes me $15 on the ice. When I run into him.
Razor.
Well, I'm going to ask him for it.
Razor is ruthless. Is that appropriate
to do that, Rob? Can we
ask him, say, hey, you owe me $15, kid. Because
you owe me $75 and I owe a guy a bottle of gin. So can you give me a $75 and a bottle of gin, Dylan?
You absolutely. Guys are jerks. You guys are absolute first class jerks. And I'll cut you off right there. Brian Duff coming up next. And Jack Eichel's back on the ice, all those other players. He's gonna give us a practice update. Instigators, more to come. Stick around. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Duff joining us live from practice. I think give me the finger, Jade, the thumb though, if he's on. There you go. Duffer's on. Good morning, Duffer.
I'm here,
Happy
baby.
New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year to you too. What's up?
Well, you tell us because know that Jack's back.
You just want to hear
the ice.
You just want to hear the rink noise. So I'll just be quiet and you guys can listen in.
Listen to that. That's, I said that yesterday, Duffer. I said, if he's on when practice is on, I've always loved the sound of the pucks and the board, the crossbar that just happened there. I miss
it's
that.
All good.
That's normal for us to be there on like a skate day.
What you don't miss is guys getting injured. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to the injury, but let's talk about the guy who's not injured anymore. Jack, how's he look so far?
Different. The hair is definitely noticeable. Yeah, he looks fine. He's immediately just kind of in the, call them casual drills, but everything has a purpose. But quickly gravitated towards Taylor Hall and just in the little kind of puck games they play early on to just get loosened up. And, obviously he looks, Olofsson looks right back to normal today too, which is good. And obviously Linus Allmark is finally getting his first opportunity. So we'll have a little more on that in our daily video report this afternoon.
Duffer, what happened to Tage Thompson? Said he left the ice.
Yeah, I was just getting situated on the phone at that moment and did not see it. Just so we'll just keep an eye out for
him.
Said
he crashed
return.
Into the goalpost and left the ice.
Yeah, he did leave the ice, that's for sure. So, again, we'll, look for his return, hopefully, and if not, an update later. But we're also obviously expecting a full update on Zemgus Girgensons at some point today when Ralph Krueger addresses the media based on the terrible-looking incident that happened in the blue and gold scrimmage on Monday.
Yeah, we've heard lengthy return.
That's the speculation that's out there, yes, but nothing from the coaching staff yet.
Okay. Brian Duff joining us here on the Instigators. I said earlier to the guys, and maybe you can confirm this or not, I don't know if you've been down near the room or whatnot, but
not allowed to be, Petey.
Like, that's right. I keep forgetting about this quarantine. I mean, maybe this question is completely irrelevant then, but which is more likely the case, but is the morale different with Jack Eichel on the ice versus off the ice to you from your standpoint?
Yeah, that's I can't say that there's been any noticeable difference yet. No, but that's, I think they've been in a good place the whole time. I think that's what, has been enjoyable to watch as far as the efficiency with which everything is conducted. The buy-in, the attention to detail, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's as it should be after this incredibly long layoff. So, yeah, I can't say that I've noticed any difference with Jack on the ice today other than everybody should feel better about it.
Just curious, is there a player or player or two that has kind of raised an eyebrow for you that you never expected or were not thinking would look as good as what he has in the early part of this camp?
Well, I'm going to tell you that Tage Thompson is hopping over the boards right now. So nice to see him coming back. He was a guy that I think was, for obvious reasons, going to draw our attention because nobody had had a longer layoff than him. And because perhaps he was, you know, playing on a line with Ruotsalainen and Hall, I don't want to say to a lesser extent Hall, but I have to say I was more focused on Ruotsalainen and Thompson in the blue and gold scrimmage, because the opportunity that was being presented to them was enormous. And they delivered very well, again, in first game situation for Thompson in, you know, almost 14 months. And, you know, from Ruotsalainen's standpoint, just trying to continue what he had done in Finland before coming over here. So those two for sure. But I would say, Rivs, in the scrimmage, I would say Riley Sheahan probably did everything you would hope a guy on a PTO in his role would accomplish. He set up a goal.
And what is that, Duffer? What makes you, you know, raise the eyebrow with Riley Sheahan?
Well, I think he's 10 years removed from being drafted in the first round. He was significant on Edmonton's penalty kill last year. He's pretty predictable statistically throughout the course of his career. And I think you saw that that composure, if you will. Like, he's a very consistent player. So you notice him in the board battles. Like I say, I mean, he had some good reads. He had a, you know, nice assist on the one goal for Toby Reeder. And honestly, I probably noticed him heading offensively a little more than I would have expected. And again, these are somewhat impossible games to judge. And that was duly noted by the coach because of this being the first experience for these players with no atmosphere at all in the arena and trying to recreate a real game-like situation. But no, I just think, and look, with Gergensen's injury, it clearly, at least in the short term and maybe longer, opens up another spot to be earned among the forward ranks. And so I would say after the first test, Riley Sheahan's in pretty good shape.
But that's I agree with opinion. You 1,000%, Duffer. Sorry, I thought you were finished there. I jumped on there and I said, I agree with you. I said 1,000%, but that's unrealistic. 100% about Riley Sheahan. I think Zemgus Girgensons' injury, I think it makes his signing it's almost a foregone conclusion.
Well, I mean, it's interesting when you say that, because the initial instinct
for
all of us...
That's my opinion too, by the way.
Yeah, no, I mean, the instinct for all of us is, well, let's give it a little more time. But then you backtrack and you go, well, we don't have more time because we don't have any exhibition games. So you've got the Saturday scrimmage, and then what? And obviously, you know, you have the taxi squad, and, you know, these are, and obviously Dylan Cousins and Jack Quinn are in camp now, but not on the ice today, but are on the training camp roster, which gives them 36 skaters, 35 if you take Gergensen's off due to injury. I can't say anybody is in necessarily a better spot at this point in time, because if Thompson and Ruotsalainen acquitted themselves well, granted, they were in a position in the roster on Monday that is not likely to be their position going forward. That is on a top line with Taylor Hall. But that doesn't mean they didn't earn more of a look for the third and fourth line based on their play. So I don't want to jump the gun and say Riley Sheahan is, you know, going to get a spot and get himself a contract. Because if anything, the battle now intensifies and you really have to pay sharper attention to Sheahan, Ruotsalainen, Thompson, Lazar, all these guys. Because at Reeder was pretty decent too, I thought, on Monday. You know, there's a lot of guys. And then I haven't even mentioned Cousins. Like, most people are expecting him to slot in somewhere, and that has to have a trickle-down effect. So... I don't know where we're at in camp. I don't know whether we're early, mid, or getting late because the season starts a week from tomorrow. But there's a lot to be earned here in the next week.
Now, a good question that I have is you have almost like the pairs on this line throughout the lineup. You have the Hall and Eichel pair. You have a Skinner-Stahl pair. It seems like Sam Reinhart has fit in nicely on the Stahl and Skinner line. Do we know where... who's going to play with Jack Eichel? Like, is that something where you just think that Victor Olofsson is just going to automatically fit on that top line?
I think until determined otherwise, yes. Because I think there was a clear intent from the coaching staff, the way things were laid out, to start this camp. Unexpected injuries to Eichel and Olofsson obviously changed the look of it on Monday. But... I'm not disagreeing with you, Rivs, when you talk about the pairs, but I think that they were going in believing in certain lines, and Reinhart would be on that Stahl and Skinner line, and therefore, you know, I really believe that they were, because Olofsson was switching positions, it would have been less noticeable to me if he was still a left winger in this camp, but the fact they moved him over to right, to me, virtually cements that they were trying to start him with Eichel and Hall. So, you know, that, but again, so then what is, you know, because everybody's talking about the Eakin, Girgensen, Zapozo line. Well, was it your third line or was it your fourth line? Because where would Cousins slide in all of this? And now with Girgensen's out, again, it jumbles everything. It all depends on how they want to allocate the minutes. Like, do they want to have a third line checking line that plays more minutes and keep some skill on the roster like Ruotsalainen and Cousins, but are they playing in a lesser role in the fourth line? Or are you trying to go top nine scoring forwards, which means three offensive lines, and then it's perhaps Deacon and Opozo with whomever on the fourth? I don't know. I just think there's so many variables here, which you know, hopefully health remains intact here for the next few days and that we get a better look at what they are now projecting in the blue and gold scrimmage on Saturday night at 7.
Where do you think Dylan Cousins is going to fit in this roster? Do you think that he'll play in the top two lines with either an Eichel or a Stahl? Do you think he'll be on a line with Eakin? Where do you see him fitting in to this roster?
Well, had we not seen Reinhart, you know, solidly, I say that only a few days in, entrenched with Stahl and Skinner, I would have thought that maybe Cousins could slide in on the right there. And then obviously then you're creating a potential for a far more offensive third line, assuming that Sam would be on that. It's a great question. I'm going to assume that he's being projected as a winger, but to what extent as far as, you know, top lines at this point, I'm really not sure, but I think if I was going to be surprised, it would be that if I saw Dylan in the middle to start things.
All right, Duffer, what did you think of the World Junior game last night?
Really incredible pace. Disappointed for Cousins. He produced at the clip that he had. He had a couple of good looks. He only ended up with one shot on goal, but he had a glorious look in the third period, I think it was, and maybe in the second as well. The pace was terrific. I didn't expect the first goal to, you know, have that great of an impact, but obviously the U.S. really came out hot in period number two as well. And, you know, I thought Canada's pushback in the second was good. And they were all around it. And I am still a little surprised to be sitting here talking about a 2-0 result in USA's favor, but tremendous game overall. And, excited to see what's next. I really thought Ryan Johnson had some outstanding shifts, and he's going to be, you know, one of these players that maybe doesn't garner an awful lot of attention moving forward. I don't know what the offensive ceiling is, but boy, his footwork and his first pass ability was so noticeable. Just you know, a little bit of that grace under pressure, and it was really great to see in such a game that had such a heightened pace to it.
Brian Duff, thank you for joining us. You can follow him at Duffer Sabres on Twitter, live practice updates, and we appreciate you joining us. Thanks for your time. Enjoy practice, my friend.
Talk to you soon, guys. Thanks.
Okay.
See you soon.
Take care. Craig, you can breathe easy. You can take a deep breath and relax, and I'll tell you why after the break. some good news, some good vibes in the Craig Revee world, ladies and gentlemen. The boys got goosebumps. I'll tell you why when we come back. WGR 550, The Instigators.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. I said, Craig, you can breathe easy. And Tage Thompson's back on the ice. So relax. We know that he crashed into the post or something, and he left the ice.
Yep.
So
it's not what I like to hear.
Well, you know what? He was driving the net hard, so that's good.
Yep.
I mean, that's what you want. 6 foot.
Give
six.
That 6 foot six, 230 pounds. The guy can skate. He can shoot. He can pass. This guy's a player. Give him the opportunity with one of the big lines. Come on here.
I hope he wasn't doing like two hard laps behind the net and the toe of his stick caught the mesh and he goes down, like crashes into the net. You guys ever have that happen to you in practice?
No.
Yes, you have. Where you're cutting the corner. I was a lefty. You were a righty. So normally we always skated in the same direction, which was interesting. I didn't understand that. But anyway, you're trying to cut the corner.
You get the back of the net. Yeah. You hit your shoulder on the middle bar that comes down.
Yes.
And then you just go over the tea kettle in the corner. It's like, what happened?
Have you ever done it, Razor?
Yeah. You're just trying to cut it so tight. You know, you want to get and you lean in and those shoulders, you know, those shoulders we talked about, Riz, that we did so many bench press with.
Yep.
Just clip that bar enough and it just. Oh,
and we barely wore shoulder pads. I found my shoulder pads that I wore when I played before they changed the rules in 2010. They were like, I think I wore them in Pee Wee.
Yeah, the Donzies.
No, I didn't wear Donzies. You wore Donzies, those big plastic things look like football shoulder pads. No, I wore like the ones with the little cups that would flap around. Like they barely had anything on them. Marty McStory. I had
Cooper. I think we're Cooper.
Razor, I think Marty McSorley, didn't he only have the arm pads? I don't even think he had shoulder cups.
He had the cups in them. You didn't need them. Just slowed you down.
Well, anyway, Tage Thompson's back on the ice. So here's what we're going to talk about in the next hour.
All right.
Where do you think Dylan Cousins slots in?
First line.
Come on, buddy.
Are we going to go at Tage Thompson?
Well, right now, Tage Thompson is slated on a line with Sheehan, Lazar, and Thompson. And we'll talk about that. Those three players have something in common, by the way. I'll tell you what that is. And we'll talk defense with Riv. We haven't talked defense at all. Or defense, however you want to say it. But that's what we'll talk about on the other side of the break. And some news and notes at 11:30. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. We'll be right back. Hour number two coming up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.